What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome to the after show for The Expanse. Today we're talking episode 8, Pyre. And this one's a pretty deep, heavy episode. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
After Buzzer, oh, there we go. Hello, After Buzzers. Welcome to The Expanse After Show. This is episode 8, talking about Pyre, which is a very heavy episode. My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And I'm joined by my awesome co-host.
Hey, guys. This is Rick Hong. You can follow me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-I-C-K-H-O-N-G.
And then Maria will be back next week. So let's dive right in. So the very beginning, we get introduced to Prax, which is the character I was talking about before, but not really saying, because that's a character that I really like in the books. And how he's introduced is very different, but that's okay. What were your initial thoughts on Prax?
I'm watching this, and at first I wasn't sure, is this some sort of a maybe flashback of Mao and his daughter initially?
What
I thought. And then when I'm watching it, I was like, oh, okay, here's a new character. And I was like,
yeah.
And it's my people. Yes, the Asian people, finally.
Well, yeah, we were just talking about that. They were like, well, technically the only other real... depending on how specific you want to be on the definition of Asian, because technically you could say Vassaral is Asian too,
and same with
and then Alex too.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Then we're getting to the really detailed specifics. But per what Prax looks like, you go more with like Julie Mound or Dad. But then we have Prax with his daughter May, and I had a moment where I'm like, I don't think it's this, but I was like, hey, maybe May was the person who waved at them from the dome.
Okay.
But I was like, no, because then she fades away. So I was like, no. And then we learn later she wasn't there anyways. But it was a moment that I was like, well, that's interesting. It was a fun thought. So maybe we don't really know who waved at the Martians on Ganymede. But
right.
In the dome. Because per what we saw of Prax, he was very unaware and, you know, was... very extremely injured and everything.
Yeah, so. And on top of the fact that he had like a scar on his
yes.
head too, so that can kind of make...
Which looks super cool though. I was like, that's mm-hmm. gonna leave a nice scar. And so wait, how you were looking up his last name to make sure we said it right. It's Terry...
Chen,
yes. And a few of you mentioned this in the chat, and then since I did that after show as well, he was on the Van Helsing after show, and he was a really cool character on that as well. As a show, it's a very interesting show because it's vampires, but not really, because they're kind of a little more like zombies in their behavior, but... That's a whole other thing. Go watch the show and then watch our after show.
Have not seen it. I just remember the Hugh Jackman movie with Kate Beckinsale.
Which I like that one, though, too.
Really?
But some people are like, right? You and Frank. So we learned that Prax is on the Ganymede refugee ship, and it's definitely totally packed. And, of course, this is very pertinent to today's current events of refugees and where do they go and is this a burden and who should help them and are we obligated or not. So not to delve too much in the books, but in the books Prax stays on Ganymede and the crew gets to Ganymede because they're doing relief efforts on Ganymede, so that's totally different.
So he doesn't see people getting...
No, that's totally done.
He doesn't see
different.
That. That's,
yeah.
Oh, so that's TV and not the books.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because I don't want to spoil it too much for you guys in the books, but if you're watching this show, you're kind of already knowing what's going to happen in the books a little bit. But yeah, no, he stays on Ganymede in the books, and the crew comes to Ganymede as a relief effort thing and then runs into him there. I forget exactly how they first bump into each other. I think he actually finds, Holden's there in disguise. Because he grew out his beard. So that's a whole other subplot thing that's actually very fun and
maybe
entertaining.
Maybe we'll see it at the end of the season. He'll have a bit of hipster beard.
Yes. Because the idea is like they're trying to be in hiding and there's this whole other thing. It's a lot bigger, complicated storyline. So it totally makes sense. And as last week, so awesome that the authors of the books joined us and talked about how they kind of have to... minimize for the shows
sure,
in a way because speed things up.
Yeah, and there's only so much you can say.
Yeah, which it totally makes sense, and I'm fine with that. So we have Prax and Doris, and Doris is like, hey, May was in Sector 4, and Sector 4 was totally hit, so it means she's dead. Do you think she's dead?
Initially, I thought yes.
Right.
But, I mean, I know we're going to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole interesting thing was, is like, their conversation, you know, Doris and Prax about, you know, come with me. I'm going to go, you know, I've got mm-hmm. family here mm-hmm. and there. Because that's when I started doing the math. And
yeah.
I was thinking, all right, so, because you'd ask me the question, what
yeah.
are you? Are you a Belter? Are you an Earther? Are you a Martian?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking about it. And I was like, okay, well, wait a minute. So he said he grew up on Ganymede. So that
yep.
means technically he's a Belter.
Yeah.
And then she says she's a Martian. Okay. And I was like, all right, okay. So I was just trying to just kind of sort it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see what we see with the two of them after they kind of have that conversation.
Yeah. Well, first they're like, yeah, we're going to go to another ship, going to spread out the burden of it, if you will. And you're like, okay, that's fine. Then we'll just jump to what happens to them, because a bit of other stuff, the other characters happen. I pretty much wrote holy shit, because, yeah, pretty much when that happens. Because I was, internet, you guys, try not to spoil too much stuff for people, because I kind of knew something bad is going to happen to Belters, or some people, somebody wrote, like, Belters
brought
space.
I had no clue.
So I was like, I didn't know who it was going to be, though. So the moment of, like, pure happiness, I'm like, oh, this is going to go to shit. Totally is. And lo and behold, poor Doris is having the greatest time of, like, ooh, fun,
yeah, anti-gravity
around.
Floating.
Yeah, and then I'm just like, this is gonna go bad. This is gonna go bad.
So, I mean, so is it like a... So it's getting booted out of space. Is that like getting drowned? Because, like, or is it just you just... Because we saw something different and we talked about it a little bit.
Right. And then... If you guys are watching this live, thank you for joining the chat, and feel free to chat with us. If you're watching this later, comment down below your thoughts on the episode and predictions and everything. I think we talked about it a little bit with the writers. I can't recall, and I think it's been talked about before. It's not, and don't quote me because I don't remember for sure, but I don't think it's like when you go into outer space, like in the movies, where it's just like you explode or like you implode or like shrivel up or anything. I think it's essentially it's like drowning. There's just no air. So, I mean, it's going to be really... I think it's cold, too, because there's no temperature. There's no temperature the same.
I figure it's like an automatic... like, if you guys watch the 80s version of Buck Rogers, it's the 80s. It's like, it's just your oxygen's cut off, and then you're frozen. And then
you're exploding. I want to go with it's... like hypothermia drowning. Like it's you go cold that you don't feel it that much
it.
And then you can't breathe. Because we showed Doris's face like a fish doing like the I can't yeah. breathe thing, which was so like
a little sad.
Yeah.
But and, I didn't have much invested in Doris anyway, so
yeah. Oh, I know, but it's still sad. Oh man, she like tried to do the handhold thing and he's like, no.
No.
And if all you guys who thought they were together just because they're both Asian, no. we'll see what they do with his wife, because in the book, they're not together. They're divorced. But I don't know if they'll bring her in at all, because that's a whole other storyline that they can go with a little bit. So we'll find out.
Well, he's got to find his daughter first, too,
yes.
right?
Oh, no, that's way more important. But he kind of uses his wife. Not spoiler. It depends if they go that way of, like, uses his wife, or at least asks her, like, hey, do you know what's going on? But we get that Belter who says the Inners ruined Ganymede and it's Belter's first now, and that's why they killed them, which is like, whoo, there's a big shift on Belter. If you're not a Belter man, you are out. So, I mean, I still like me my underdogs, but I think their tactics are a bit much. I'm
yeah,
more
that's
like
extreme.
Drummer's loyalties in terms of like you have your loyalties, because that was the thing we learned about it later, is kind of getting ahead. But she respects loyalties, and if you F those up, you deserve to pay the price.
Well, I mean, these things, too, is like they... these people were, like, victims.
Yeah.
You know, they were victims. They
mm-hmm.
weren't... I understand the whole, like, okay, yeah, if you're not with us, you're against us type, you know, whatever that we see in shows and
mm-hmm.
the mentality. But
mm-hmm.
in this situation, right, they're victims. They're not...
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it's all of a sudden, it's just like, well, yeah, okay, well, it's like, why bother picking up anyways? Oh,
yeah.
I guess they maybe had to separate the people.
Well, yeah. I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. We have Holden and Johnson, the Rossi. They got back with Diogo, and there's a bit of other Belter tension, which leads to bigger tension later. So we had Drummer with... she's talking about, like... I like Holden's accusation. He's like, well, either you're horrible security, or you're part of the inside job, which is, like, that's true. You either are horrible at your job, or you were the one who helped him.
And then this is where my conflict comes in, because when he does that, then I'm like, damn right, I'm an earther. That's exactly what I would be doing. It's like, who is running the joint? What is going on here?
Yeah.
You know, I would start questioning the authority and saying, who is the incompetent person here that
yeah.
like let this happen?
Oh, yeah, no, totally. And Dawes has his, like, message, and he obviously had inside help with doing all of this, because they were like, well, that's how he got out of the security. But Dawes's message is like, I have your secret, Fred, and I'm going to give it to the belt, which I pretty much think that's just Cortazar. And he's like, I have the information on Cortazar, and that's the information we're going to share, which, all things considered, isn't that big of a deal, I think. Like, ooh, big. But that's what Johnson said. He's like, we have more information than them. And then quickly looking at the chat, Killian said that's why they spaced out the Ganymede people. I think that's what they meant. Do you mean in terms of, I think they killed him? Yeah, because they blame anybody who's not a Belter. I mean, it's one of those, they don't care about the refugees. And so as long, if you're not one of us, you're dead. Like, that's what I felt that was.
Yeah.
That's the only reason Prax was alive, is because he has that one line of, like, I grew up on Ganymede and I've been there. So, like, we as an audience know he's a Belter because he grew up on Ganymede, which is part of the Belt.
And then that's when I'm like, I don't want to be a Belter because they make irrational decisions.
But not all of them. Yeah. A similar thing to, like, nowadays, too. Can't assume a whole group is all the same.
Right. No, that's true. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's always a bad seed.
Yeah, there's always some. Cortazar, they talk about Johnson. They were like, oh no, it's okay, we have backups of all this information if Dawes tries to get that information. Besides the person, it's like essentially going to self-destruct. So I'm like, well, that's good and convenient. And then they're trying to figure out where he was talking to the protomolecule thing, and like, where is that talking coming from?
Yep. And yeah, and I just kind of sat there and I watched it, and I'm thinking, that's right, you know, nobody else experienced what Miller did.
Mm-mm.
With Julie.
Nope.
So, like, of course.
And they don't know. There's no video, no audio.
Mm-hmm. Other than, like, when I think there was, like, that brief conversation where he was, like, telling them over the radio. It's like, are you guys hearing things? But they're like, oh, dude, he's probably just...
Well, he says that, like, all my vitals are normal, and so I'm not going crazy. Do you think when he was talking, when you were watching it, did you think that was maybe the protomolecule that Naomi didn't destroy? I had a moment where I'm like, maybe that's the protomolecule they didn't get rid of. Remember, she, like, it's sitting off over there, so maybe that's what he was talking to. It's a small amount of it, but still.
I still think that, I don't know, I'm still hoping for a Miller-Mal comeback.
Miller comeback.
A Miller-Mal comeback somewhere in this thing.
I mean, I can't tell you because I don't know in the books, but I don't think it's impossible at this point. I'm like, I mean,
that's,
no.
You know, it's TV.
They
it's
might
TV,
not,
you know?
They may not be who they were, but
right.
It's not impossible, I think, in this world that this show and
that's what I'm hoping for. Yeah. You know, I'm still hoping that's what's gonna that's what we saw and everything. But
Naomi and Holden, things are rocky and she's hiding. I do like the, like, just swipe their screen that a lot of people have on this show. They're like, oh, someone's coming up behind me, swipe.
But
you can't see it.
But we do that in real life too.
That's true, but that's nice that because then it's we can associate. We go, oh yeah, I've done that. It's like escape button and like close the window. Yeah. So Amos is a bit off.
He is way off.
I think he did the procedure.
Oh, you've already jumped ahead. And
I do. Well, I don't know. I mean, this is one of those, I don't know because this hasn't happened in the books. I think he did the procedure. Right? I think he did because some of it, he's even more, like, detached than he is usually.
See, but then I'm confused. If he did do the procedure, why do we see him...
He's still upset-ish.
You know,
so.
like he's like he's reminiscing about, you know, this old nanny, or, you know, and we see him kind of inquiring. So, like, I was thinking if he did the procedure, he wouldn't even...
He might still have interest that was still there.
Does it care just curiosity more than... Okay.
Desire. But the moments when he's with Alex later where he's semi-emotional, that would be my only thought that maybe he hasn't. But in that moment, I'm like, crap, he did. You're like, no, you didn't think that. Oh, okay.
No, because that way, I feel like if you do that to Amos, it does add something.
It would be horrible.
Because he's like this, like, you know, I told you this. I was only starting to like him a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
Now if you make him this cold-hearted, like, completely cold-hearted guy with no jokes, like, oh, well, I would do her, then that makes his character boring.
Yeah. So I hope not. The other Belters. Oh, yes. We have the other Belters here. Dawes' message, because that tech guy shares it. This is why you don't allow phones on the bridge or something like that.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just going to record the message and share with everybody. I'm like, oh, this is going to be bad, too.
They didn't have Snapchat back then? I mean,
I know. Just share the message and delete it. Prax. Oh, yeah. He's going to go on the other ship. And Oh, never mind. That's that whole other bit. So we have Naomi and Drummer doing the antenna check, but they have an interesting discussion about Fred and Dawes. Because Drummer's kind of like, so has Fred ever done you wrong? And I think I like Naomi's answer in terms of like, no, like he's a good guy. And then her thing of like, wait, you and Dawes have a history? And she's like, yeah, I worked with him before. And we're all sitting there like, okay.
Yeah, well, no, and it was interesting because I thought was, you know, just like we saw when Holden was like accusing her and you know, we've seen the previous episode, like, you know, mm-hmm. Dawes has his like crazy lingo and is schmoozing mm-hmm. or doing whatever he is with her. So it made me, you know, definitely made me question up until that scene of, hey, did she help him out or not?
Mm.
So, and then hearing a reveal, kind of like what everything else.
Yeah.
Because she's a kind of a cold character.
Well, she
or
is.
Initially.
She's a very stoic. Stoic is the word.
Oh,
of
stoic.
Like, you're not emotional. It doesn't mean you don't feel emotion. You just don't show it. But when she's talking to Naomi, I saw like watery eyes and like quiver in that lip that like remembering Dawes and Johnson interactions are making her upset. So maybe she helped with Dawes, like, beat Fred up, too, because she said it wasn't all just talks, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she's questioning that of, like, she's a belter, but she's not liking how Dawes is doing things.
Sure. As you said, too, like, as we talked about, right? Like, the one bad seed doesn't mean, or everybody's, mm-hmm. you know, there's different, you can't categorize or stereotype people.
Yeah. Killing in the chat also kind of maybe on your side. No, I don't think Amos did the referring. Don't think Amos did the procedure. He is detached, but still seems so confused and lost. True. I mean, I'm not 100% sure. I just had that moment where I'm like, oh boy. They figure out that the protomolecules over on Ganymede, so that's what's going to get our team over to Ganymede. So I like that change though because it made it go faster, and it also it speeds things up in terms of the crew knows the protomolecules on Ganymede even before they go, because before they're there and then they find out.
Oh, they stumble. They kind of stumble across.
Like, they walk into a room and find remnants of it. And, like, that's how they find out about it. So it's, like, super different. Fred, what do you think of Fred's comment? Like, the protomolecules out in the world, we got to learn to deal with it. And I'm like, wow, that is such a, like, I give up, whatever. It's one of those, like, shit happens attitude. I'm like, oh my goodness, Fred. No, thanks. I'm like, hold on, we gotta go and destroy it.
Yeah, I mean, I think because, like, I think he's probably jaded with certain things that have happened to him and everything, and it's just like, why keep meddling? Why not just, hey, you know?
Yeah.
Let me just, like, what do they say? The French say laissez-faire. Just, hey,
yeah.
Hands off. Let it, you know, what it's gonna be is what it's gonna be. Let someone else handle it.
That's true, but, you know, I don't think I'd want the protomolecule hanging.
Because he has nobody, right? He's kind of a man on his own island.
Yeah, but also Fred's not the person who's going to go chasing after it. Holden and the team is that kind of group. They're the ones who are going to go get it, which, lo and behold, they're going to do. Yeah, the refugees are coming to Tycho, and the tech guy is messing around, which we learn later. That's a problem. I just called him the tech guy because I don't think he really had a name called out, did he?
Not that I
recall. I didn't notice a name. We learn about Lawrence Strickland, and he's working as a pediatrician. He was part of the protomolecule team on Protogen, and Praxis connected, which it's like the one photo, and Praxis later is like, she's just my pediatrician. And then Holden finds out that Praxis is on Tycho. So, again, that speeds that up.
No, it almost reminds me of, like a medical brochure. It's like, okay, we're just going to take a picture. Let's have a dad, and then, like, oh, the two kids, and then let's have the doctor. And
let's make sure there's a couple different ethnicities for this brochure.
Yeah.
You know, we got to appeal to a multi-audience. There's the Belters rebel on Tycho. There we go. It's a tongue twister there. And they want the missiles and Drummer's shot, which I'm like,
where are the missiles?
Yes. And that's another reason you shouldn't have missiles on your ship, because somebody else is going to want them if you're not using them. I feel Maria had a prediction kind of about that, of like, that's going to be a problem keeping those around or something like that.
Yeah, because we talked about it, right? Because there was like, what, 150-something, and then he stole like 21 or...
There's
yeah,
a good chunk of them. And the Belter's like, yeah, we're just going to send them back to Earth. I like that Johnson, like, they have... Earth has defenses, so it's like, no, buddy, that's a bad plan.
Because, yeah, it's going to start something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, sure, they have defenses, but, I mean, same thing as, like, if real-world stuff happened, we all have defenses, but then it starts something. And what does it escalate to?
Yes. They had a moment where they talked about it too, which I like that. Again, speaking of current events, Johnson and Drummer are talking about how the refugees, they're happy to help, but their location can't handle that many people. It's like, what are we going to do? Because it's like, we're just not prepared to handle that many people. So it's just, again, it's one modern reflecting. So this is very different. And I think they did change this because to match more with current events. Though I don't. It has been going on long enough that by the time they wrote this and filmed it and changed it. Because the refugees never go to Tycho. They don't go to Tycho like this.
Oh.
They're all on Ganymede leaving on their own. And by the time, like, our team gets there, most people have kind of left.
Left. Okay, so they're kind of come to this barren, empty place.
I mean, they're helping out, but then, like, people are leaving and stuff. Everybody's trying to get out and stuff. So it's not like there's a relief effort to get them out the same kind of way. But I like that to be more current eventy, so I like that.
You know, we even saw it a little bit in the beginning where Prax walks off the plane, or like walks off the whatever he gets transported to, and he's like sitting there saying, "I saw murder."
Yeah,
you know, and the ladies there is kind of saying, "Hey, go get rest, get some food." That's terrible, but you know, she's already going with, "This is what I'm equipped to do. I can't help you go police and try to find and."
But she has a point too. She's like, "Any names? What's the name of the ship?" And he's like, "I don't know. It's one of those, not my job."
Yeah, and he's got that scar on his head, so I'd be looking at him being like, "I don't think you're quite yourself.
Maybe he had a head injury." Lil Jin in the chat, I totally agree, says, "Every episode that airs each week keeps getting better and better. Love it." Yes.
I really like this episode.
Oh, okay. Well, Kyle is getting a little bit ahead, but we'll touch upon it a little bit. / predictions. What are those Protogen... Okay, we could say that word on TV, on our show. What are those Protogen bastards doing to baby's kids? To the baby kids. We'll talk about that when we get there. So we have the refugee photo wall, like the memorial, which that's very, we've had those for all different kinds of tragedies of, like, you know, people putting out their photos. And but do you, I think I didn't hear, or I don't recall your answer. Do you think May's still alive? We know Strickland took the kid.
Okay, now that we've gone through the episode, absolutely. Before that, I was like, dude, that sucks.
Yes.
You know, but of course it makes a good arc to sit there and say, like, I'm trying to find, you know, see if she's actually dead or alive. In this situation, it's yes, you know, that's a really why, like, his whole purpose.
So
let me find my daughter. And as you said also, if a child is parentless on one end, then she's going to reach out to another parent, and so then maybe that conversation happens with his, if she's introduced or if she's not introduced, the wife.
Another thing I'm curious, and I'm sorry if I bore you guys with book comparisons, but I think they're really interesting.
No, I find them interesting.
I think it's amazing, too, a testament to the author of the books and the writers on the shows, that they're able to take the material from the books, completely change it, but still have the integrity of what happens and give a new thing. Because the other thing with that is Strickland and a woman take May. Prax finds that out because there's security footage. He goes to May's school. She was at school,
so
and
it's
she
not,
was
it's,
taken.
Oh, yeah, so it's not as quick as you were talking, and you were kind of have this, like, oh, interesting moment where, he's talking to Nagata or whatever, she's like, hey, don't you have this, like, footage? Because the parents usually have footage.
Yeah, they changed that.
And then he asks her.
But we'll get to that,
okay,
too. Yeah. Right. Well, there's, because he sees, he finds it a different way. He goes to the school. She was at school, not a doctor's appointment.
Because he was on Ganymede.
And the nurse is like, or the teacher girl is like, well, your wife came. And it's not his wife, but it's just a woman who claimed to be, and they changed records. And he's like, well, show me the security footage, then sees it, and then proceeds to do, like, his own investigation. And he's, like, living on the Ganymede alone for a while, and, like, it's all sickly and, like, weak and stuff, and then, like, that's when our team finds him. So that was something else, too, which I was like, I wish they had that a little bit. When he gets on the ship, kind of getting ahead, but when Prax gets on the ship, he's like, well, is this how you treat all your guests? And Amos is like, you're not a guest, you're a guide. When Prax gets on the ship in the book, when he gets his own room, he gets his own things, he feels so overwhelmed and happy that someone's, like, taking care of him. So I was like, oh, I didn't like him being kind of like, he seemed a little sassy in that moment. I'm like, come on. They're helping you out, man.
You know,
calm
though, I don't mind the change if you said how that's how the book is, because then all of a sudden it reminds me of Miller. You know, because for the longest time, Miller is doing his own thing. You know, I'm looking for Julie Mao. I'm looking for Julie Mao. And then you finally see him team up with everybody else. And so it kind of feels like it would have done the same thing all over again.
True.
I'm looking for my daughter. I'm looking for my daughter. And then, oh, wait, who are you guys? Oh, okay. As opposed to, you're just kind of like, hey, you have an association with this dude. And, oh, you're looking for your daughter too? Okay, well, let's try to, you know, then.
I actually wouldn't have thought, I have never thought of that. But that's a good point, that if you had watched it again, it would feel too repetitive.
Well, that's because that's what I, you know, that's how I joined, is because, like, I did, like, a big binge and said, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. And that was my thing. It's like, okay, when's, you know, when's Miller going to meet up with these guys? And then it finally happened, and all of a sudden they killed him.
Got a couple good comments in the chat. Killian says, well, we spend season one rooting for Julie's survival. I suppose we won't go that same way, but and find out that the kid is dead, too. I don't think the kid's dead. And also, Killian says, I think the kid's alive. Can't say if she's still a regular, quote-unquote, human, though. Mm-hmm. That one, I do think you're on a good point there. And Latriskig said, Prax got some sweet living quarters. Don't hate. He's on his own. He's got his own mag boots. I know, right? I'm like, just be like, thank you. Liljin says, maybe the kid is the key to mankind's survival from the protomolecule from them doing the experiments on her. Probably not, but just throwing it out there. I think that's a really good prediction there, too. So Holden finds Prax, but poor Prax is like, it's that same nurse that he just talked to. So she's like, yeah, they're over there. And then he's like, oh, crap. It's the people coming to kill me.
Yeah.
thing. But no, they're just like, but I wondered why they didn't ask him what he's talking about. Because he's like, I'm not going to talk about it. I feel that, I mean, I know Holden and Naomi are probably a little bit more like on their own agenda. But I feel both of them kind of would have been like, wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But that would be a whole other thing.
TV.
Yeah. Make it smaller. And then he has the thing in his pocket. And it's a soybean. Okay, now here's the one thing where I'm like, no. So they think maybe it's a protomolecule. They think he's maybe attached to that. And he has a container, and they just open it. And I was like, no. I think they would have been a little bit more like, where's my hazmat suit?
Yep,
and like, open it over there.
Yep, I agree with you on that.
No, they just want to open it. Yeah, because we both were like, no.
But I like that, too, that, you know, that's his job. He's like an agritech, and, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, you go up in space, so, because we see plants all the time. You know, but to be able to just, you know, keep it, and that's what he's kind of just, you know, hovering
over. I like the
over.
Container, though, because I almost had envisioned him holding, like, a pot, carrying it, because he does that, too, in the book. He, like, keeps one of the soybeans, but it seemed like he kept it more in, like, a little potter plant, not this nice chamber, which I like that. That was cool. Yes, Jim, I agree with you. He said in the chat, says, I think there's a huge, all caps, departure from the books compared to last season. This is very true. They've definitely changed a lot. Season one is almost like the same. Like, there's so much the same. Though it doesn't feel boring to read it. So if you guys are interested in reading, if you really enjoy the show, I do highly recommend reading the books. It's not too much like, oh, I've totally heard this, but you maybe see it in a different light, you know, or different things kind of happen. But yeah, season two is a bit more. But, they do add the novellas and other parts, so that's fine. So we have Alex and Amos, and then Alex, our hero in a way, is like, we're all here to help each other, and makes a good point of, like, you know, human beings, like, that's our purpose, to help each other. So that would be somebody's argument on refugees of what we should do. But then Amos is like, total rude move, and it's like, well, what about your family? And it's like, oh, don't bring up my family, man. It's fight. But he has the good moment where he's like, what happened to you? So that's where I also was like, what did Amos do? And they find out about the rebels, so that was cool, though, that they are like, hey,
we're getting all these crazy alerts. Yes. I thought it was funny, like, it broke tension, like, they're, you know, they're kind of going at it, and all of a sudden, hey, do you hear beeping? You know, it's like, wait a minute, I hear something. Do you smell smoke?
Oh, Kyle in the chat says, baby Groot. I know, right? It's almost like the little baby. And someone said, Latriskig says, like, kind of like Jurassic Park. Yes.
I am Groot.
Okay, good. I almost kind of agree. Killian says, honestly, the situation with Amos is annoying me a little bit. Most bad guys, or he's not really a bad guy in this, but most characters, if you give me a reason why you're behaving the way you're behaving, I'm generally be okay with it. Even if it's not a good reason, I just need a reason. I don't know why he's being weird. I want us to hurry up and get to that.
Right. I was thinking, because you see it happened at the beginning of, like, the last episode, like, the thing, and then he's talking to Cortazar about it, and then he disappears, and they even kind of say it. It's like, dude, where's Amos? And he doesn't even show up till, like, halfway through this episode.
Yes.
You know, so I agree with you. It's like, all right, let's figure out.
That is one where I'm like, can we get to that?
Let's get to Lydia already. Yes. What's going on? What's your deal with her?
Oh, so you mentioned this. So yeah, let's talk about a little bit more. So Naomi goes, she knows about the child monitoring thing. And then Prax goes, do you have a child? And she's like, no. That was weird. That was super weird. I'm like, why does Naomi know so well about there's this child monitoring thing for all parents of government agencies and blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
Was it, well, yeah, was it schooling? Was it educational? Or,
yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think it is? What do you think? I think either, I don't know if she necessarily had a child of her own, or maybe that was used on her as well. Like, maybe there was something like she was a kid and that's how somebody...
Or sometimes I look at it, too, as just a quick solution. Yeah. Like, a quick solution, like, well, how do you know this? Oh, well, do this! You know, just a quick solution to kind of get the thing, the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we're going to find out if that little subtle thing turns into something bigger. Because...
I wonder if it'll be something bigger, because there's nothing in this show that's just randomly thrown out there. So it was interesting. So, yeah, we find out that Strickland... But the other big detail is not only did Strickland take his daughter, but it was an hour before the battle, so he knew it was going to go down.
Yeah, that's what I say. Dun, dun, and that's why I say she's alive.
Yes.
You know, Johnny Five is alive.
Yeah.
Now, but how did he know that something was going to go down is an interesting...
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting to me.
Yes. It's going to be, how are they going to find him? What are they going to do about it? Oh, this was cool when they have the rebellion, or mutiny. Actually, it's more of a mutiny. Sorry, yeah. I'm saying rebellion, but it's way more of a mutiny. I like the Amos going in and, like, going to fix the air duct thing because Naomi's adjusting the nitrogen and the oxygen in the room to make everybody pass out. That was cool. Good, safe plan.
Smart.
Let's not hurt anybody. But, oh, yes, who cheered when Drummer shoots the leader dude and the traitor? I was so like, yes. And poor Alex is like, come on, let's get you out here one foot in front of the other. And she grabs his gun. She's like, done.
Well, and just because, I mean, if you got shot in the stomach, I mean, you know, on top of it, like, there's no one to school, no one to police her because she's the head of security.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, I've got a justified thing. Someone shot me in the stomach. I'm angry.
So why the traitor then, too? Because he was a traitor?
Yeah.
He also put a gun to her head.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they antagonized her, so it's just... Forget it. It's like, let's not go through judicial channels.
I loved it. It was so good. It's one of those... They would have punished them anyways, so... It is... And her character, we haven't had her be defended as a non-killer yet or anything, so...
Like, remember Fred? You know, Fred, like, you know, like that one guy
was... He did
was,
the space guy, yeah.
Yeah, he just chucked him out the space lock, so why not, you know, just, hey, and that's like, hey, it's a quick death. Getting shot in the head, it's a quick death. It's not painful.
All right, well, a couple people are defending Amos back to that a little bit, are saying that he just wants to be left alone, and Naomi needs to reassure him he has a place in the crew. No, he totally is the muscle. He's a very important part of the crew.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Latrish King says, that was boss move. Yes, it was. Go, Drummer. That was so awesome. It was so good. Of like, it just...
Point blank.
And then she
point
walks
blank.
Out on her own, too. She's been shot, and she's like, I can walk out of this place all by myself. I loved it. So good. Then we kind of have a little bit of bonding with Naomi and Holden. Thank goodness. I was kind of like, I don't need them to have the perfect, you know, happily ever after romance. Like, everything has to be perfect. No, you can have their arguments, for sure. But they need to communicate.
Yes.
Which they're not really doing.
Yeah, there's no, yeah, like not swiping monitors and screens,
yes.
You know, behind things and not telling another person about, oh, there's extra protomolecule here.
Or explaining even why you're upset with them. Because Naomi finally is kind of like, well, I'm upset with you because you're being a killer and that's not the person I love. Thank you.
The L
word. Oh my goodness.
The
they're
L
called
word.
Words.
The L word.
They explain what you feel to people. Because then Holden's like, oh, I need you to guide me back to who I am. Which you're like, aww. But, you know, I mean, he probably knew why she was upset with him, but it's good to hear her say it.
Sure. You always want sometimes people to just verbally kind of, even if you know things deep down.
Yes.
You know, as people, as we all are in general, sometimes you just need someone to say something to make you realize what you were thinking or how you're feeling is either spot on or completely off.
Yeah. I like this one. Latrish Gig. I totally had not thought about this all, and I love it. But what if Drummer had been covering her tracks, killing the co-conspirators?
Now I'm going back again and saying, because I just got done saying no, but she was revealing herself, so she's, oh, that's good.
I
that's
don't
really
think
good.
So, but I love that idea, because that's one of those, like, it absolutely makes sense. It's totally plausible, but I don't think so. But no, I don't, or I don't want it. I'm like, no, I want her of, like, you know, just bad.
No, it's funny. I'm not saying another show that I was just watching, and something happens like that, and it's like no loose ends.
Yes, right? So yeah, back to Naomi and Holden. We get our their loves. Aw. And then the classic movie and TV show line, let's not have any more secrets. And the other person's like, I got a secret that I haven't told you yet. Because he's like, I don't want any more secrets between us. And Naomi's like rolling her eyes like, oh, so Holden, about that thing.
Yeah, right.
I have a thing to tell you. You're just like, ah!
I keep swiping, you know, yeah. keep swiping up and down.
And then, okay, so this is mentioned more in the books. It happens after they do a lot more. But I want to mention it this way because it's kind of my interpretation of the scene. When Holden is talking to Johnson, essentially he's been fired because he's like, don't come back.
Yep.
So that makes it very different for our crew to have to deal with how do you have money for fuel? How do you have money for docking fees? How are you going to get around? Now they don't necessarily have to answer to the OPA. So, like, that has a lot more implications. I mean, they don't outright say, like, you're fired. But in the book, they mentioned it. That's how we find out. Like, Amos is the one who actually tells Prax, like, what's going on. And Amos is like, no, it's been great when you're fired. And then they get a new job. So they have a different job, which essentially Prax kind of becomes their job, which he is right now, you know.
Huh.
But how is Prax going to pay them? Which we'll see if the show addresses that, because that's a whole other fun thing. We'll see how they get there. Jim says you generally don't shoot your co-conspirators in the stomach. True, they could have shot her somewhere else to be less most likely you could die kind of shot. That's true. Shoot her in the arm, leg, somewhere else where like you won't die unless you bleed out. This general area is very too many organs and vital things here. So yeah. It's like shoulders, arms.
Either that, I was thinking, I was like, maybe they watch Reservoir Dogs and it's so, like, it takes him a long time to die in that movie. So
that's pretty much it for the episode. But you have some exciting news that you were sharing.
Okay, guys. Yes. So The Expanse got more expanded, and I found out today that it's coming back for a season 3, which is awesome. Yes. And on top of... No, because what was great was when you... Because I watched it.
Yeah.
When you and Maria were doing your interview.
Yes.
You know, they talked... she talked about how... she was at home, like, it was like New Year's Eve.
Yes.
She was getting ready to go out, and she had no idea. And then they said, like, oh, you know what, you guys, there's a season 2.
Yes.
And then she's like, I got drunk, that's the way I interpreted when I watched it, but...
Oh, yeah, no, totally. They got very excited. I think it's wonderful, and we're all excited because we want to know what happens more, because this is one of those shows where you're like, no, there's more. A couple more things in the chat. Kyle says, Naomi's seriously rethinking hiding that protomolecule sample. Absolutely. She's like, oh, boy. Corey, there's no easy answer when it comes to the refugee situation, real world and the show. Very true. It's one of those, like, there's not really an easy...
Yeah.
You can't... There's things you should do. There's things you shouldn't do, but there's not easy, like, this is what we, like, solve all. TM Martin says Holden burned his bridges with Fred Johnson. Yep, I think that is definitely one of the things. But it's maybe kind of time. Like maybe they're kind of holding them back. You know, Johnson holding our team back, and they need to go spread their wings.
Yeah, they're done being on Tycho.
Yeah. So, and then Jack kind of mentions Holden knows Fred is done. That's true, because he goes like, "Hey, you sure you're going to be in charge when I get back?" So it's like, that's a good point. Yeah. Anything else you would like to add on this episode?
No. Are we in predictions?
Yeah, let's do some quick predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
No lights.
It's
okay.
All right.
no lights. Okay, like brief.
Quick lights.
Brief, yeah.
Yes.
I still think that now that they've got a mission, I think we're still going to see the Amos thing drag out a little bit more. He's not going to have time to go find Lydia. But we'll probably get some clarification, or hopefully you'll get clarification that he didn't have that procedure done.
Mm-hmm.
And and then I'm eager to see how Prax... Because, you know, every time you add a new person to that, you know, to that team, the dynamic always kind of goes, the people butt heads. So I'm interested to see how Prax is going to...
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're going for the same purpose, kind of. Yeah. You know, I'm interested to see how he actually gets along with everybody.
Yeah. Kind of prediction and commentary. Good point. Placid Dragon says an even more important issue is where do they go repair if they end up in more mess? If Tycho's suddenly off limits, they can't just go to Dawes or OPA in general. This is true. It is one of those, like, what are they going to do? Where can they go? We saw it in the trailer for next week. I'm super... This is the one thing I was so waiting to mention to Maria before, I'm like, the thing I'm looking forward to, because it's so good in the books, is how Bobby and Avasarala get together, because that's the trailer for next time, because Bobby's there,
yeah.
And she's like, I want to talk to her. So looking forward to that, because they're so fun in the books of them working together. And how do you get Mars and Earther to work together, though, too? Because Bobby is very anti-Earth.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, mm-hmm. that's her training and her, you know, stuff like that. So,
we'll see. She's persuasive, though.
Yeah. This is true. Avasarala, good with words. So, any other predictions?
I think that's it.
Yeah, we need to learn why Amos is being weird, because he's being weird. I mean, he's weird anyways, but he's being especially weird.
He has his, like, good little quips.
Yeah.
He hasn't, like, the last two episodes. Like, dude, where is it? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, we need a little more comedy. Though it looks like for next episode, Prax is the one who kind of says a little bit of comedy stuff.
All right, there you go.
So we'll see.
Token Asian guy says something funny.
oh, yep, there we go. But good question. TM Martin said, if the protomolecule is on Ganymede, why didn't Cortazar pick up PMC protomolecule hidden in the belt too? I don't think his antenna reach was that great. So it's interesting he picked up Ganymede. And, I mean, we'll probably get into that more as they talk. Yeah.
He might just laser focus just to find one. Like, yeah. wherever it shows up, it's like, okay, I got to go after that.
And then how do we know it's always talking too? Because maybe, you know, one does something and then the goes quiet and then the other does. Mm-hmm. And he just happened to pick up at that time or something like that. Like, yeah. Hearing some radio signals and you just tuned in at the right moment. But, yeah, that kind of is it. Oh, that's a good question. TM Martin says, "Is episode 8 was Diogo's last ? I don't think he's dead. He'll be punished. But that's back to Drummer's thing. She also really was, she seemed very sad to say it, but she felt he should be spaced for being a traitor. So Drummer has some issues with traitors.
Yeah.
But she felt sad to say it because she's like that stupid kid, you know? So, we'll see.
Because he's likable, too.
Yes.
Because he's like an idiot.
I know, right? Ugh. All right. That's it for this episode. Make sure to give it 5 stars on iTunes. Give it thumbs up on YouTube. Comment down below what you thought of the episode as well. And make sure to subscribe to AfterBuzz so you can be up to date on all our awesome shows. And where can they find you online?
You guys can find me at Rick Hong, RickHong. And you can also find me on Legion with Carrie and Iron Fist this weekend and Homeland.
Yay! And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And yes, Legion on Wednesdays. Expanse, obviously, here at Thursdays. Sunday, Box Office Breakdown, where we talk about what movies came out over the weekend. And on Monday is Time After Time. Again, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next week. Bye!
Season 3! Woohoo! Pick up!
Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.